All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. As the 2016 World Series is set to begin tonight, this is going to be a very intriguing matchup as you have the Chicago Cubs out of the National League taking on the Cleveland Indians, who are the American League champs. And one way or the another, you're going to have a very, and I mean a very long streak come to an end here in the Fall Classic. You have to go back to 1908 to find the last time that the Chicago Cubs won the World Series. And you have to go back to 1945 to find the last time that the Cubs were even in the Fall Classic. Now for the Indians, you go back to 1948 to find the last time that they won the Fall Classic. You have to go back to 1997 to find the last time that the Indians were playing in the World Series. So these are two franchises that are definitely due to get off of the schneid, and one definitely will in a matter of days. Now you look at the Cubs. Hands down, they were the best team in the National League for the entire year, and you could make the argument that they were the best team in Major League Baseball this season. Now, the Cubs, they drew the San Francisco Giants in the divisional round, and once the Cubs lost Game 3 and they saw their two-game lead in the series cut to one, you really got the feeling like the Giants were ready to get it going, especially since San Francisco made the comeback against the Cubs bullpen, most notably their closer in the Aroldis Chapman. But the Cubs turned the table in Game 4, and they erased a 3.3-run deficit in the top of the ninth as they scored four runs, and they really took the heart of the Giants, and they won that series in four games. And you go back to the National League Championship Series, Chicago found themselves two games to one before they rallied to win the next three games against the Los Angeles Dodgers. And a lot of that was due to the fact that their big bats, like those of Anthony Rizzo, really stepped up in this series. And I mean, you talk about that dynamic tandem that the Cubs have in their lineup with Anthony Rizzo and Chris Bryant. They have shown so far in the postseason that they are not afraid of the spotlight. You have other youngsters such as Javier Baez, who are stepping up, and Addison Russell, while you have Dexter Fowler, who could be an X factor in this series for the Cubs. You look at their pitching staff with the likes of John Lester and also Jake Arrieta, not to mention the veteran in John Lackey, and I think they're going to play a big part in this, while closer Aroldis Chapman has shown that he can be vulnerable at times, and that is going to be interesting to see. Will he be able to keep it together against this Cleveland Indians team? Now, the Indians come in flying high. They swept the Boston Red Sox in the American League Divisional Series, and a lot of people, myself included, had the Red Sox picked to win the World Series this year. And they did it with a dominating pitching staff that we saw shut down the Red Sox and shut down the Toronto Blue Jays in the American League Championship Series. And you're talking about arguably two of the best hitting lineups in Major League Baseball this year. The Indians had quality starting pitching. You're looking at the type with the likes of Corey Kluber, also Josh Tomlin, and also Trevor Bauer. Now, there's a possibility that they could get Danny Salazar back for this series right here. But you look at this Indians bullpen led by Andrew Miller, and they are definitely lights out. Now, as far as the Indians lineup goes, they're getting contributions up and down. They have veterans such as Mike Napoli, and Napoli was a part of that Red Sox championship team in 2013. You also have outfielder Coco Crisp, who was a member of the Red Sox championship team in 2007. And then you have youngsters such as Francisco Lindor, who is showing why he deserved to be a first-round pick in the MLB draft a few years ago. Now, you look at the Indians, and just like the New York Mets going into the 2015 World Series, the Indians will enter the Fall Classic off of a six-day rest. And you have to wonder, will they be a little bit rusty, especially since they went through the American League playoffs so hot? The Cubs will enter on a three-game rest, and I think it's going to come down to the moves that both of these managers make. You look at Terry Francona for the Indians, and this is a guy, he's been there and done that. He won a World Series with the Red Sox in both 2004 and 2007, and he's looking to do it again. Joe Maddon on the other side, he did get the Tampa Bay Rays to the World Series in 2008, and we've seen the battles that both of these two men had during their time against each other in the American League East. I think this is going to be a nip and tuck series that is going to come down to the bullpens, and thus I give the edge to Cleveland, and it's also going to come down to defense, and I give that edge to Cleveland as well. Thus, I'm going to take the Tribe in this series 4-3. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, and you can check out all of the fun and excitement next summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. If you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the action from the day in the National Football League. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.